For the next 2 weeks, I was never so busy, not even in boot camp. Working as an ordnance and armor mech about 10 hours a day was not all that I did. Math, of course, and no way to duck it with the skipper tutoring me. Meals, say an hour and a half a day, plus the mechanics of staying alive, shaving, showering, putting buttons in uniforms, and trying to chase down the Navy master at arms, get him to unlock the laundry to locate clean uniforms 10 minutes before inspection. It is an unwritten law of the Navy that facilities must always be locked when they are most needed. Guard, mount, parade, inspections, a minimum of platoon routine, took another hour a day. But besides, I was George. Every outfit has a George. He's the most junior officer and has the extra jobs. Athletics officer, male, censor, referee for competitions, school officer, correspondence courses officer, prosecutor, courts marshal, treasurer of the Welfare Mutual Loan Fund, custodian of registered publications, stores officer, trooper's mess officer, etc., ad endless nauseam. Rusty Graham had been George until he happily turned it over to me. He wasn't so happy when I insisted on a site inventory on everything for which I had to sign. He suggested that if I didn't have sense enough to accept a commissioned officer's signed inventory, then perhaps a direct order would change my tune. So I got sullen and told him to put his orders in writing, with a certified copy so that I could keep the original and endorse the copy over to the team commander. Rusty angrily backed down. Even a second lieutenant isn't stupid enough to put such orders in writing. I wasn't happy either, as Rusty was my roommate and was then still my tutor in math, but we held the site inventory. I got chewed out by Lieutenant Warren for being stupidly officious, but he opened his safe and let me check his registered publications. Captain Blackstone opened his with no comment, and I couldn't tell whether he approved of my site inventory or not. Publications were okay, but accountable property was not. Poor Rusty. He had accepted his predecessor's count, and now the count was short, and the other officer was not merely gone, he was dead. Rusty spent a restless night, and so did I, then went to Blackie and told him the truth. Blackie chewed him out, then went over the missing items, found ways to expend most of them as lost in combat. It reduced Rusty's shortages to a few days' pay, but Blackie had him keep the job, thereby postponing the cash reckoning indefinitely. Not all George jobs cause that much headache.